Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 4. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." The sun is shining. The sand slips between your toes. The sound of the waves lulls you to sleep. Relaxing on a beach vacation might make you think to yourself, "It is good to be here." But vacation doesn't last forever. Eventually, you have to leave. You have to go back to reality. The disciple Peter wasn't on vacation, but he had good reason to say it is good for us to be here when he hiked to a mountaintop with Jesus. All of a sudden, Jesus' face shone like the sun. His clothes glowed with light. Moses and Elijah, two of the greatest Old Testament prophets from the past, showed up and talked with Jesus. Peter couldn't help it. The scene overtook him, and he blurted out, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." It was an amazing place to be, in the presence of all this glory, seeing Jesus for who he really was. Peter was right. That was an amazing place to be. But the moment couldn't last forever. Jesus still had a job to do, and it involved some dark days ahead as he walked to the cross, loaded with the world's sin. The disciples had to face some tough days ahead too, not only the death of their friend and Savior, but also persecution, as they spread the word about him. One day, Jesus will bring all of us to eternal glory, to stand with him in the heavenly Mount Zion. In that day, we will say, "It is good for us to be here," and we will never have to leave. But until then, we still live in the reality of a sinful world. Yet, even now, we can live in this often difficult place, knowing that Jesus didn't stay on the Mount of Transfiguration. He best showed us who he was by going up Mount Calvary to save the world by dying on the cross. Now, no matter what place we find ourselves in, we rejoice that Jesus joins us in the highs, the lows, and everywhere in between. Dear Jesus, thank you for showing me who you truly are. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.